Northern Michigan University's theater department is putting on the musical, The Little Shop of Horrors. So for those of you who are familiar with that great pseudo sci-fi fantasy, lots of fun kind of musical, this is something for you. And I have a couple of folks in the studio here who are involved in that. And they are?
Marty Martello.
And I'm Abby Persoon.
Abby Persoon. Okay, Marty, are you directing this production?
No, I'm playing Mushnik, the shop owner.
Oh.
Yeah, so after co-directing Chicago, it's time to get back on stage. So.
All right. Okay. Well, Mushnik is obviously one of the most fun characters to do.
Oh, absolutely. I'm having a gas with it.
And who are some of the other people who are in the principal roles?
Donovan Chambers is playing Seymour. Taylor Coolio is playing Audrey. And then Dorsey Sprouls is playing the dentist, among many other characters. Of course, the dentist plays quite a few of the characters in there. So
that really
covers all the principals.
Okay.
And then, of course, we have our Greek chorus, if you will. And they are an absolute riot. Liz Trueblood and Laura Thompson and Jill Vermeulen. That trio is amazing together. Fun to listen to and watch.
And the other voice you heard here is one of the folks who brings Audrey 2 to life. How many people are actually animating this great big flower here?
We call ourselves either Team Tui or Tripod, because there's three pods and there's three of us. And it's Shane O'Connor, Dane Wormlinger, if I get that name right. It's a hard
name. Yeah.
I think I did. And then myself. And it takes three of us to operate the medium and large pods.
Okay. Now, can we give away how you're actually doing this?
Yeah, it's for the medium pod. It's operated, the pod itself, the mouth, is operated by one person. And they're just, it's a big puppet, and so he's opening and closing the mouth, and then two of us are behind making the vines animated. And then for the big one, one person opens the mouth, and two of us help make the mouth kind of look like it's talking, because it is massive. It's about 6 feet long.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's going to be a workout. I'm going to be in such good shape by the end of this show.
Moomin Shans, eat your heart out.
That's
eat
right.
Eat your heart out, yeah.
That's
yeah.
right.
Speaking of eat, I guess Mushnik gets to be dinner during every show. Huh?
Well, yeah, and that's part of why they had to design the plant to be so big, because I got to fit through it.
That's not why.
Now, what is the makeup of our musical accompaniment here for this program?
Emily Fitzpatrick, I keep calling her by her single name, but Emily Fitzpatrick is the vocal director. She and her mother are both on keyboards, and then we have a small pit combo, guitar, bass, and drum kit.
Okay.
So a nice little combo. It's nice to have live accompaniment.
I think they're high schoolers, actually, too.
I think some of them are. I think the guitar player.
The guitar player is not high school.
Yeah. No, if he is, he's been held back many times.
Yeah.
But it's a great little pit band.
All right. Now, for those people who've never heard of this production before, this story, what is the synopsis of Little Shop of Horrors?
Well, the basic synopsis, you've got a florist shop in Skid Row, which is a silly idea to start with, that's really down on its luck, ready to go bankrupt. Seymour is, for lack of a better term, Mushnik's slave. He took him out of the orphanage, works him 13 days out of 14, gives him gruel. I mean, he's really pretty cruel to him. But Seymour finds this strange and unusual plant and starts feeding it. And as it grows, he finds out it has, shall we say, rather unique appetites.
Yes. The dietary needs.
The dietary needs, yes. And anyway, Seymour also works with this young lady named Audrey, who is dating this sadistic dentist. Ultimately, of course, they end up together. Briefly.
Yeah. Briefly.
2 minutes.
Don't give too much away.
Yeah, yeah.
It's probably something nearly every one of us have seen, especially in the film version.
Oh, absolutely. The Rick Moranis film version.
Oh, yeah. But what is the difference between the two? Is there a real difference between the two?
There's more parts in the movie than there are in the musical. Our cast is literally 11 people, because we have the three puppeteers, the three girls, Oren, the dentist, Audrey, Seymour, Mushnik, and then the voice of Audrey, too, who is James Porras II. And in the movie, there's quite a few other characters that come in, but we have, and I think there's one more song in the movie that doesn't make it into the musical as well.
Oh yeah, it's a horrible song.
It's
too.
It's a really bad song.
I'm glad it's not in the.
So it's not in the musical, but.
And if I'm not mistaken, Mushnick and Son is not in the musical or in the movie.
I don't remember. I've saw it a long time.
Sadly, which of course is my favorite song in the show.
No way.
Because it's the one you get to sing.
Absolutely.
Of course, yes. And for anybody who's familiar with your work, you really do love singing.
Oh, I do. Absolutely. Yeah. I love doing musical theater. I always have. Love to get an opportunity to get on stage now and again.
Okay. Well, obviously this has worked for you. And I'm sure it's working for everybody else. Now we got to find out exactly when people can go to the Forest Harbor Theater to see the show.
Little Shop of Horrors is premiering on April 15th at 7:30 p.m., and it will run April 15th through 18th, and there's also a matinee on Saturday, April 18th at 1 o'clock p.m. in the afternoon, and all right. The rest of the shows are 7:30.
Okay, and of course, the usual ticket outlets, NMU Easy Ticket Outlets, as well as online at nmu.edu/tickets, and by phone at 227-1032. It's been great to have the both of you here.
Thank you.
Break a leg with
this,
this production of Little Shop of Horrors.
Thank you.